Boar's Head. Somebody's got to have standards.
It's Secret Spy Uncle Boo. In the last few episodes, Uncle Boob has been called upon to use his scientific knowledge in the tracking and tracing of undesirable people. But now, because of facts which cannot be disclosed, his occupation has been changed. And he is now known as Uncle Boob Ghost Chaser.
Uncle Boob, I see you from the letter. Your talents are needed across the ocean.
Yes, Lane. When you're in my business, time and distance are your greatest assets. Make our reservations for the earliest jet to England.
Uncle Boob, there certainly are a lot of people in England.
But there are only a few that I'm interested in at the moment.
You need a cabbie, Governor?
Yes. Do you know where the Castle of Glenwick is located?
The Castle of Glenwick? You must be out of your blooming head!
A strange man. I wonder what frightened him off like that.
Maybe he knows there's something about the Castle of Glenwick, or we don't.
Well, never mind. We might as well rent a car now.
It certainly is a long way to Glenwick Castle.
Yes, but it'll be worth it. Turn left on the next road. Look out!
What's the matter, mister? You sound kind of a nut. You all right, Uncle Boob?
I'm okay. Look, the other driver's driving away. I bet he did that on purpose.
Yes, we almost went off the road.
It seems that someone doesn't want us to get to Glenwood Castle.
Are Uncle Boob's suspicions right? What will he and his assistant, Lane Wong, find at Glenwood Castle? That is, if they get there. Stay tuned for more on the Uncle Boobinage Radio Showgram.
Are we here? We are here. 154, I'm Nancy Wolf. We're only going to be here for a couple of more minutes. I'm looking for Boobinage. Boobinage! Is there a Boobinage sighting? 556-1250, 1-800-737-1250. And, of course, we have Jim Diamond here. Boobinage was on WTMA in the 1960s and 70s, and Jim Diamond was in the... from 63 to 67, and we're telling some great stories. Mayor Riley stopped by to say hi. Let's talk to Sonia. Hi, Sonia. You're on WTMA 1999.
Hey.
Hey.
Is Boobie there?
He is here.
I'm here.
Well, do you remember broadcasting from the Stanley Steamer?
Yes, I do. Yes, that was another story I forgot almost all about. We went down to get a houseboat. Down in, where were we, Fort Lauderdale?
Yes.
And we were supposed to bring the houseboat back up the Intercoastal Waterway.
You got it.
And we got as far as far as Daytona.
Uh-huh.
And we had to fly out of there because we hit a sandbar. Is that, do I have that right?
Sandbar sounds familiar.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Now, what was this?
Well, we, I don't know, it was for Henry's Menswear. Henry's Menswear came out with a new suit, the Nehru. Remember the Nehru? And they used to wear a bell. This was during the hippie years. And
this is the 60s, Boob, right.
Yeah, they were trying to make me a hippie.
It sounds like you guys really had fun.
Oh, we had fun.
More fun than we have sometimes.
And when I'd sober up, they'd tell me what we did to have fun. I thought that was wonderful. But anyways, we did. We went down to get a houseboat. And so during the trip, I would broadcast live from the houseboat back to Charleston.
That's right.
From Florida. And it was a promotion for, it was always for somebody.
Yes.
This was for Henry's Menswear.
That's right.
And I wanted to say Milton's. There was a Milton's,
right?
Menswear.
You've got a great memory, even though you are whatever.
Who are you again?
Yes. Sonia.
What's your name?
Oh, Sonia. Oh, yeah. And then Sonia bought Stitches and Britches.
That's right. And you did a commercial with Rhonda, of which I still have a copy, and I'm going to bring it to you tonight.
Don't threaten me like that, Sonia.
Okay, we're broadcasting live at the Francis Marion Hotel. We're almost out of time. I'm talking with Boobie Nash right now. You know, Boobie, it was kind of frightening for a minute there because Laurie Thompson was here, and Mayor Riley, he's still here.
Right.
And then Robert Rosen walked in, and I thought, oh, my God, all these Democrats. You know, it's like it's really frightening for a second there. I thought, you know, pardon? Yeah, it was rather scary for a moment there. I had three Democrats standing in front of me,
so too,
and I thought we're being invaded.
Well, and here I am, a rose blossoming, a Republican rose, right in the middle of all this.
Because you know you could.
I'm not Democrat or Republican. I'm just me.
If you wanted to have George Bush, I'm certain he could come by here and talk with you. Wouldn't have any problem whatsoever.
But he wouldn't say much, would he?
Well, he might not, but he might get sick on you too.
But it did look like a Democratic convention going on here for a while.
Didn't it? Though?
Yeah, scary.
And it was a little frightening for me. I got to tell you. It was. You know, you see, the mayor was standing there. Then Robert Rosen, big-time liberal Democrat. Laurie Thompson, another big-time liberal Democrat.
I think they're all over
there
trying to convert
Dan. I need water. Get me water. Yeah.
They're trying to convert Dan Moon over there. I see that.
Oh, they can't do it. Dan's a strong conservative.
Nancy, thanks for having me on, dear. You were sweet to even talk with me. I'm glad we got a chance to sit close together. I'm saying that because my wife
is
listening.
Yeah.
Yes. I want to make her a little jealous so when I go home.
Ooh.
Ooh.
Is it, you know, you like making her jealous like that?
At 60 years old, if I can make anybody jealous, I'll do it.
And it's good to get home and see the wife after.
Yes, it is. I have to say that because she is listening. She always listens.
And what is her name?
Her name is Ray Etta.
And how did you meet Ray Etta?
I met her at a party.
Why
isn't that interesting? Isn't that a surprise?
Gosh,
to meet her at a party.
Boobie Nash at a party.
Yes, and we've been married 27 years, and I love her, and I'll be home soon. Put the coffee on.
Ray Etta, he's been a perfect gentleman the whole time. Listen,
no,
we're still here. Maybe he hasn't. I don't know. He's been very nice over here. Jim Diamond, thank you. Grace Fleming, everyone. And keep stopping by. We will be here until 6 o'clock today at the Francis Marion Hotel right in downtown Charleston. There's a parking garage. There's parking all over the place. Stop by and say hello because we're celebrating 60 years and we're having a blast and we want to meet you. Everybody have a great day. I'll see you tomorrow.